Hello and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval and I am your host. Welcome to 2022. Happy New Year to all of you listening. I know that 2021, aside from all of the outside challenges, and when I say outside, I mean outside of our immediate family, has been an interesting, at the least, year that all of you listening have had your own challenges with your divorce or impending divorce. And so welcome to the new year. This is, I can attest that things do and will get better. And on that note, what my plan is here for today is to talk about how we can start the year off the right way. And then over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to make this a series of ways in which I'll help you to have some tools in looking at your year, your past year, and setting yourself up for the next year. So this week we're going to talk about taking stock to start your year on the right foot. Next week we're going to talk about tips for living your best year, and then the following week we'll talk about four changes that can transform your year in your life. So that's the plan for this and the subsequent 2 weeks, and I'm going to keep them short and sweet, so 10 to 15 minutes. And here's my hope, is that you'll take the additional 10 or 15 minutes after listening and actually stop, take time, and implement what we're talking about. So pull out your journal, pull out your note-taking, and do the work and the exercises that we're going to talk about to immediately help you set up to move forward. Before we get going though, let me remind you that the divorce quiz is still up at thedivorcequiz.com or at the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com under the divorce quiz tab. Getting about one person a day that is taking that quiz. And if you go through, it's going to take about 10 minutes. You have a free, no obligation opportunity to sit down and meet with me to review those results. It's going to give you a really good idea of where you're at in the divorce process compared to others who have gone through divorce. And I've been having some great conversations with individuals that have taken it. And it's a great self-assessment tool and definitely something maybe in what we're talking about over the next few weeks that you want to carve out some time to do, so that you can make an assessment of where you're at and where you need to go. So take advantage of that, please, at thedivorcequiz.com or at the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com under the tab Divorce Quiz. Okay, take stock to start your year on the right foot. And so too often we charge into this new year when it would just be better to assess where we're at first. And I know that can be painful to look back to see our mistakes and our shortcomings. And yet it's the best way to determine what we need to do to make significant changes in our lives. So before you start the new year with loads of new resolutions and goals, take some time to reassess your life in these different areas. And I recognize that a lot of you may already have been doing that or are doing that or are forced to do that. That's part of divorce. And I know that was the case for me, is to really have to stop and take stock of what's going on in my life because of the end of the marriage and the whole chaos of divorce and reevaluation and restructuring of life and changes in environment and all of that that went on for me and maybe going on for you as well. So let's talk about, and this is not going to be a comprehensive list of things to take stock, but I'm going to give you three that I feel are really important. And the first one is obligations. Obligations. Have you ever wished that you had more time for what was genuinely, you know, genuinely important to you? So now's the time to make that change. And the first step is by looking at all the things you've taken that you've taken on that no longer feel important. Considering like committees or sponsorships. This could be family and friends. Obligations that no longer feel fulfilling. So basically, if it's feeling like a burden, then it's time to unload them. Now, this might feel challenging or uncomfortable or even fearful, but because you might not want to let somebody down. But again, this is your life. These are adjustments that you're needing to make in your life in order to move forward. Not only in your divorce, but just in life in general. This could be professionally as well. And so it's time for you to choose you instead of others in this process. And so in doing this, what I would suggest as an exercise is get a pen and paper, or if you do electronically on your tablet or your phone, get a notebook out or a notebook app out. And write down all of the obligations. And when I mean all of obligations, that means everything that you've got. You've got kids, you've got family obligations, you've got professional obligations, you may be have church obligations, you may have nonprofit or volunteering obligations, you may have workout obligations, you may have all. So write all of these obligations down that you have got on one side. And then on the next side, right, whether these are fulfilling to you and life fulfilling in your life and in your relationships, or if they're detrimental and pulling away from your life. And just go through and take an assessment as to what is good and what is bad, what is providing some positives for your life and in your life. Now, obviously, right, you've got obligations with kids and friends like that. So that's not one you're going to be able to unload. So, let's think practically here. But let's talk about potentially friends or family that are no longer serving you. And oftentimes in divorce and going through this process, we really start to see the true colors of those that we've surrounded ourselves with. And whether or not those are people that are supporting us and lifting us up and helping us through this process, or if they're people that are making things more difficult and making this process harder for us to get through. So those are the tough ones to really look at, the relationship ones, but I really, really suggest taking a hard look at those. And then if necessary, start thinking about whether or not you want to continue to surround yourself with these people or these obligations as well. So that's just one way in which you can do it. If you've got other ways, I'd love to hear suggestions for how you might go about doing that. Leave them in the show notes or leave them in the comments below, or email me directly. I'd love to know how you go about this process yourself. Okay, the next one to take stock of is your finances. Now, this has, whether we like it or not, and if you have a love-hate relationship with money, like a lot of people do, we have to pay attention to our finances. We can't just bury our heads in the sand. So if you wish you had more money, but you can't or don't want to work more to get it, take a careful look at the finances. Quite often, little wants that we've come up with in our mind turn into needs. But scan through your bank statements. So this is the technique. Pull your bank statements for last year, for each of the last 12 months, and go through and just make a note of any reoccurring things that you see, any trends that you might see throughout each of the months. Now you might be a little bit surprised. You might even wince when you see how much you spent on unnecessary things throughout the year, like having occasional treats. Okay, that's great for the family or doing something like that, but maybe shopping therapy has become a burden, something that's time to fix. Or it could be eating out quite a bit. So make a list of all the ways. So go through that bank statement, look for any trends like that, and then get your journal out or your note-taking app, and then make a list of all the ways in which you could cut back without feeling deprived. So for example, maybe you see that you're eating out 4 or 5 times a week, and you can cut that down to 2 times a week, all right? Or maybe you're shopping once a week, and you see for clothes, let's say for instance, and you can see that you could cut that down to every other week or once a month, anything that might help you to put your finances in a better place. Now, you know, that this could also be, cable TV. It could be gaming sites. It could be subscriptions that you have. Sometimes I've had subscriptions that I completely forgot about that I had on auto pay that I hadn't used in months and months. So sometimes it's just stuff that you've got set up and that you completely forgot. So, you know, these are just a few ways. And then once you go, are just a few things. And then so once you've got that list, of all of the expenses, and you can, if you really, really want to jump into this, go and do a budget of exactly what all of your expenses have been for the year and chart that out. You can do it in a spreadsheet. There's all kinds of apps and other ways in which you can take on, and sometimes your bank will even have something you can sync directly with your bank account, and it'll just automatically put it into different categories for you. If you want to go through in real specific detail, you can really look at what your expenses are. And I can tell you, having done that myself in the past, that it is really eye-opening when you see dollar amounts put to things like how many times you ate out or how much you spent on entertainment or things that aren't necessarily needs that you have that you think then, oh, okay, maybe I can make some changes here. And this is a good one, especially since if you're just going through your finances and you're just going through your divorce at this time, that you're going to have to assess at some point anyway, because you're going to be going through the divorce process, and you're going to have to be addressing finances, sharing disclosures. And then there's no two ways about it. Things change and finances are strained, because then you're now having two different households. So if you've already gone through this, you know exactly what I'm talking about with this. So it's a really, really good thing to go through, even if it's not just taking stock of your previous year. And it's really something we should be doing on at least a quarterly basis anyway, to just keep in touch with what we're spending money on and how we're spending it. That's finances. The last one is dreams and goals. Many people cite not enough time or not enough money as the reason why they stay in dead-end jobs. They don't pursue the passions, or they don't make real changes in their lives. Now, if that's you and you've taken the advice I just talked about with your obligations and finances, those excuses probably aren't any longer holding you back, or they're not going to. So ask yourself, what is it that you really want? Now, this is part of the process that I will take men in private sessions, and then in our group sessions also. And step one, clarifying your vision and direction. Do you want to go back to school, start a new career? Do you want to turn your side hustle, your hobby, into something that's a permanent? Do you want to just do something as simple as purchasing whole foods, healthier foods, and making more homemade meals, and that are going to support your better health and fitness? It can be as simple as some of those things, and you can start small with that, but start with it. And again, like I've been saying, this is an opportunity, or like I've said on other podcasts, if you've listened before, is that this divorce can be an opportunity for you to assess some of this stuff and create what some describe as a life 2.0. And so I do recognize that if you're going through this right now and it's chaotic and difficult and challenging and there's a lot going on, that might be difficult really to look at going, you know, looking at that future and what that is. But that's also why it's important to do these very simple steps and exercises of taking stock of something like that and then creating what it is. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be something small. Like I said, with the health and fitness and health and wellness in your life, it can be as simple as I want to start feeling better, feeling healthier. And that might just start with going on 15-minute walks every single day to support your health. Or I'm going to start buying more food and cooking at home rather than eating out. It could be something simple like that, but that can build up into your bigger and greater dreams and goals eventually. And so while I encourage you, while you're going through this process, to not lose sight of that, to like keep those goals and visions in your mind and keep them in the forefront of your mind, because you can create that. And I promise you, now having been down the road, that they will come true, they will come to fruition, but you just got to keep on top of them. So let's go through, let's review those three ways to take stock to start your new year. First is looking at your obligations, finding whether those are fulfilling you or not, and the ones that aren't, start to lose them and get rid of them, cut them out of your life, and only have things that are fulfilling in your life. The second is finances. Take stock of your finances. See what you've been spending money on in the previous year and how you want to alter that and change it so that you're more effective in the year to come. And the last one is dreams and goals. Start writing down what those are. Again, and I just didn't mention that when we went through it, but write this stuff out. Write down what your dreams and goals are. Write down what you want your life to look like in 1 year from now, and in 3 years from now, and in 5 years from now. So break that out and write what you want. And I would say, you know, break that down to what you want your daily life to look like. And then from there, you can take it and you can make the changes, the simple ones, like I said, about changing your health and wellness or your health and fitness, and just take baby steps to start moving forward. All right. So those are three ways to take stock to start your new year, this new year of 2022, which is going to be awesome. And I just want to close by saying that I appreciate all the support that I've received throughout this previous year in the podcast, as well as the entire Divorced Advocate community has grown exponentially in this year. And it's just because of you, and it's because of other dads sharing this with other dads who are going through or have experienced divorce. So please continue to share this with others. Even if you are in the process or just through this process, it helps immensely. Even if you're just ahead, sharing this information or reaching out to another dad that is going through it, because this helps immensely. And so, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, or you're going through a challenging period with this divorce, I promise you that it gets better. Just stay strong, get involved in the community, get involved with the group meetings, go to the website, take the divorce quiz, schedule a time for us to talk. Just get involved, don't isolate, get engaged in this community, and allow us to support you and help you through the process. So thanks for listening. God bless. And next week we'll be talking about tips for living your best year. Take care.